Hello and welcome to The Albums That Saved Us, the podcast where we dive deep into the albums that shaped our lives. In this episode, we're traveling back to the electric 80s to revisit a truly iconic record. We're talking about none other than the Power Station's self-titled debut album. Released in 1985, this album brought together a supergroup of musicians for an explosive mix of rock, funk, and pop. Duran Duran had split into two camps, Arcadia and the Power Station. Arcadia was moody, restless, and gray, and Power Station was funky and rocky. They'd recorded both albums, and Power Station was already on tour for the album, having to replace singer Robert Palmer with Michael DeBar. The Power Station was a coming together of rock and funk royalty. We had John and Andy Taylor from the new wave sensation Duran Duran, the smooth and soulful voice of Robert Palmer, and the rhythmic genius of Tony Thompson from Chic. Originally, the album was to be a collection of covers with different singers, including Palmer. But a rehearsal with Palmer went so well, the rest of the band decided they'd found their singer, at least for recording the album. Palmer eventually wasn't available to tour, so was replaced by DeBar. Each member brought their own flair and expertise. The Taylors infused their new wave sensibility, Palmer added his rich vocal texture, and Thompson laid down those unmistakable Chic grooves with those pounding drums and heavy foot on the bass drum. When the Power Station dropped in March 1985, it was a breath of fresh air. The album was well received, appealing to fans of both rock and dance music. It's an album that refuses to be boxed in, blending rock's energy with funk's rhythm and pop's accessibility. And who could forget the hits? Some Like It Hot and their cover of T-Rex's Bang a Gong are still absolute bangers. Opening with Some Like It Hot sets the tone. It's fiery, it's energetic, and it's got that signature Power Station sound. Then we slide into Murderous. This track shows off the band's darker, more rock-oriented side with its edgy lyrics and driving guitar riffs. The mood shifts with Lonely Tonight. It's a more introspective number, showcasing Palmer's vocal range and emotional depth. With Communication, we're back to upbeat. It's a song about the complexities of relationships, wrapped in catchy melodies. The Power Station's rendition of Bang a Gong is nothing short of iconic. They managed to respect the T-Rex original while giving it a whole new life. The synth-driven Go to Zero features some fantastic interplay between the guitar and bass, highlighting the Taylors' chemistry. This track is a bit of a departure, lyrically more profound, touching on social and global issues. Closing the album, Still in Your Heart ends things on a high note, leaving listeners wanting more. Let's take a quick look at what each of the unique Power Station members contributed to this album. John's bass is the backbone of this album. It's funky, it's driving, and it's unmistakably him. Andy's guitar work is phenomenal. He brings a rock edge to every track, elevating the album's overall energy. Palmer's voice is like velvet. He adds a level of sophistication and soul to the songs that is just irreplaceable. And let's not forget Tony Thompson. His drumming is the pulse of the Power Station. It's powerful, it's precise, and it's what ties everything together. So that's the Power Station's debut album, The Power Station. It's a record that bridged genres, brought together incredible talents, and left a lasting impact on the music scene. Thanks for joining me on this musical journey. If you haven't given this album a listen recently, I highly recommend revisiting The Power Station. Also give the follow-up Living in Fear from 1996 a listen with Palmer back in the band. Thanks for listening to The Albums That Saved Us. Find me at #albumsthatsavedus. Email me at albumsthatsavedus@gmail.com with feedback, criticism, ideas, albums, or bands you want to hear or talk about. Join the conversation on Facebook at facebook.com/albumsthatsavedus podcast, and there's a Facebook group as well. Albums That Saved Us is also on Twitter or X, Instagram, TikTok, and YouTube. If you like Albums That Saved Us, please also help spread the word. Share the links and tell some friends, call in and leave a comment or question. Thanks for listening. See you next time.